Diary Fragments. St. Helena Sanitarium, California, circa 1904. I am to impress the people as God's messenger that the work we are to engage in is to make plain the word of God. We are to present to the people fidelity in obeying God's commands will receive the commendation of God before all people. Who are determined to be loyal to God? Individual decides their own case, as is recorded in the books of heaven. Those who are faithful shall have a glorious reward. Those who have represented correctly the character of Christ on earth before believers and unbelievers. They have had respect unto the future glorious reward, and ever have honored God in keeping His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous, because they know that they have the approval of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 John 5, verse 3. The impression given to the world will be a savor of life unto life. Their testimony, their influence, is helping others to see the advantage of self-denial in this life, to comply with the keeping of the commandments of God. Whether men will hear or whether they will forbear, they have represented the principles of the holy courts. True greatness, glory, and blessedness in the world is to be in harmony with the inhabitants of that city, whose builder and maker is God. The period of time here is ever kept before the inhabitants of this fallen world. We are all on test and trial, to show by our daily lives we appreciate the gift of God in sending Christ into our world. We believe in Him, and our future depends upon what we shall make in this life before the fallen inhabitants, demonstrating the greatness and the wonderful gift of God in sending Christ into our world, to live before all the world the character which, if they shall practice, will give them an entrance into the city of God. We are to show to the world a consistent life in loving the Lord Jesus, observing all His requirements, and walking in His footsteps. Every father and mother who loves God will show that love in words, in character, and give evidence of the superior ways of the Lord. A consciousness of preparing for the higher life and to become a citizen of the heavenly courts will have an impression on human minds. All measures are to be considered to prepare our children and our friends for the great privileges set before us. Speak words in all kindness to warn others of their danger of losing the great reward you are seeking to gain. Warn against all selfishness which is so freely exhibited, and talk of their individual religious rights to obey every requirement of God. Read Genesis chapter 1. The last crowning work of God was to make man. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the things we have created." So God created man in His own image. He gave man a personal form in God's own image. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. This is plainly defined, that God had as verily a personality as the human agencies whom He created. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God saw everything that He had made, and, behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made. Genesis 1, verse 26 to 28, 31, 2, 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 2, 15 to 17. This was the test of their obedience. As a people, we are Seventh-day Adventists. After 1844, the searching of the scriptures showed us that we were not keeping the seventh-day Sabbath that the Lord has sanctified and blessed. We see now a very great movement being made to compel a more strict observance of Sunday, that a law shall be made to compel men to observe a day that has not been set apart or ordained of God, to compel them to worship a day born of papal authority. They have exchanged the day sanctified by Jehovah, and in its place present a spurious Sabbath to be observed, and laws enacting a penalty if they do not obey the laws. Their human enactment means very much more to themselves than their perception takes in. It means enforcing enactments against Him who made the world, Him who created man, men, who, because of their disloyalty, became the worst kind of sinners, and so perpetuating iniquity that the Lord commanded Noah to build the ark. Then the Lord declared, unless they repented, He would destroy man and beast in 120 years. That probation was granted, but the hearts of men were fully set in them to do evil, and at the end of probationary time allotted them, they would not repent, but engaged in all kinds of violence. They were destroyed, but they were impenitent to the very close of probation.